T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Times you guys left the bases loaded. Is there anything to sort of split hairs there about what happened in those at-bats, or is it too small?
No, it's. I think it's ever too small of a sample size to dissect what kind of at-bats you had. In the first inning, we had 2 line drive outs. Yeah, you'd like to get a ball in the infield, outfield, and you'd like to hit a ball in the gap and score everybody. We had 2 guys blister balls in the infield. After that, you know, we didn't get the at-bats we needed. So, at the end of the day, I think we were 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position. We left 11 men on base. Then 0-for-6 with the bases loaded. Pretty much wraps up the story for today.
Was there a predetermination on Steven's part that he wanted to lean on the fastball that way, or was it a reaction to what was working early?
No, actually, this last game he pitched at home, he stayed with his fastball 80, maybe 85% of the time. Against the Brewers, he only threw 12 secondary pitches, and I think he threw 85 pitches. So when his fastball's moving, he can get it glove side like he was today and then run it away and elevate it. It's the best performance he's had in the major leagues. It was fun to watch him attack. His first pitch strikes were really, really good. He only had 2 3 ball counts, so they have 1 walk on the day, and he clipped, just nicked another guy. And 8 punch outs, a strong performance. The left-handed hitters were 0-for-7 against him. So, man, he was really, really getting after it out there.
Seeing him kind of gain confidence with this run that he's having here. I mean, that's a team that he hadn't had a ton of success against before to go right at him the way that he did there today.
I gotta believe so. I mean, he's a very confident young man, and he's also acknowledged the fact he's learning along the way. The energy, though, and the effort he gives you, he wears his emotions on his sleeves out there a little bit. It's still fun just to watch him engage and attack. So, yes, he's on a good run. Yes, we talked about his opportunity as well, getting planted in the rotation and see what he can do with it. And he's looked like he's taken advantage of every opportunity in a very positive way so far.
Your starting pitchers are on a pretty good run, too, aren't
they? Yes, they are, yeah. You know, we got a nice outing from Keller. He's looking to go longer. Archer's numbers were crazy good in some areas, and he got clipped in the one inning, but he's looking to go longer. What you saw from Musgrove last night was solid and really electric, his unpredictability, and then Steven's outing again today. So it's going to give us every opportunity to maximize and finish strong with the effort we get out of the starting rotation. It sets everything else up on how you use your bullpen.
Was that the right read that Diaz made on the throw that went into left? It was just a physical error? Or how did you?
It's actually a predetermined play that our third baseman knew the play was coming, and normally you'd like to see him break to the base. And we've used the play before, but there was no break to the base, so I don't know how that complicates a throw for your catcher. It might have been high, but the guy not breaking to the base also complicated things. We had a fundamental breakdown there because it was a play we've used and used very effectively. So he made the right call as far as getting after it. I don't know, on the other end, we came up a little bit short, and I just would have loved to see him get to the base to see if he could have gloved the ball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.